5 minutes, man. What a, you're not going to get 2 questions out of you guys, but I'll do
Yeah,
my
let's
best.
try to hurry it along then. We'll try to be quick and concise.
No, looking awesome. Seen a few episodes already of season 4, part of the press preview packet, and this is great because your characters are back together again, working together alongside. But Joe Leghorn taps Bernadette to be his successor, and it leaks out. And I was just curious to know how you approach portraying that tension, because your characters are very deep into each other, love each other, want to protect each other, but this causes a little bit of a schism.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating on just like a cultural level, because obviously, all Native tribes coming from a matriarchal society to begin with, and now that reversed over time. And then now we see what happens when that plays out. Leghorn's coming from a place of understanding the matriarchy system. And in a lot of ways, he's culturally honoring that. So he's not fazed by it. But Bernadette is a woman in the 70s, a Native woman in the 70s, and she understands the dynamics of what that means in the present. And so, like what you were saying, she's very aware that she needs, in order to protect this relationship dynamic, she doesn't feel like she's lying to Chi. She feels like she's actually protecting him from what he doesn't need to know. And also, she's dealing with a lot of the PTSD of her just killing a man in season 3, and she's already struggling with how to cope with that. So, like any relationship, when you're going through something, you're highly aware that something else could trigger more drama in your life. And sometimes you just don't want to tell the truth or say the truth right away, because you might actually spiritually just drown, because it's just too much. The weight of it all is too heavy. So, where Chi perceives it as lying for other reasons,
But you're still processing,
yeah,
you know?
but Bernadette's really just trying to cope and get a grip on everything that's
So that
happening in
you
the
could
world.
approach it in a very logical way, right?
Yeah, in the
Yeah.
good way.
And Kiowa, your character, Jim Chi, of course, you're kind of to use a biblical term, you're the prodigal son back on the Navajo Res. You have been away at the FBI Academy. You're both Diné, but you're also kind of a newcomer back to your community and your culture. And you're kind of conflicted with that, because you want to prove yourself to Leghorn and everyone else on the force that you can command and you can lead, but at the same time, there's some wavering on Leghorn's part, the person that you look up to. And I think that conflict that you're trying to reconcile too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they, he thought, he had no part of this, and then coming back to it and then feeling like he's built up his rapport and his relationship to community and for his job, he thought he's earned this right to take over after Leghorn. And that when he finds out that's not the case, he's a little disappointed. And yeah, he is, dealing with his own demons that he's been pushing away, but now they've come to collect and having to try to deal with that and deal with the struggle of trying to maintain your professionalism when you're working with the love of your life at the same time. And so there's a lot of dynamics being played out and you gotta rein it all in, right? And like make it work somehow. And that's really where she's just drowning in until Bernadette comes to save him, like literally in the middle of the season.
Story location has shifted from the Navajo Reservation to Los Angeles. In a nutshell, what's it like to carry the story out in LA?
So it's still Indian land, isn't it?
Yeah,
Still our land.
still stolen land. Hey, Tongva. I mean, it's great. It was a breath of fresh air to have a change of scenery for everybody. And it also like kind of shifts that whole, because at the end of season 3, you find them kind of a broken team that needs to find their base again. And going out to LA is a rough patch for them at first until, because I'm trying to go off and do my lone wolf thing. And I'm like, oh, I know this. I got these streets like the back of my hand. I grew up here. You guys are in my territory now. Just follow my lead and shut up. And it's like, that's
Of course, we shot
cavalier.
LA and Albuquerque.
Yeah.
So our showrunner will say this. He grew up in LA in the 70s, and parts of Albuquerque looked more like LA in the 70s than LA did. So they
Yeah.
scouted in LA for parts that look like 1970s LA and they couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
they said Albuquerque looked more like 1970s LA, which was, great for us. We keep it, within New Mexico and keep the crew there and
Yeah,
everything.
because we didn't have the money like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to transform Hollywood into 1960s and 70s.
So shout out
Yeah.
to Peter Chomsky, our editor, who had to add a lot of special effects to,
Yeah, his post work on this.
the intricacy and detail of even what the parking meters looked like. He had to do his research and convert all the parking meters in Albuquerque to look like 1970s LA parking meters. Shout out to the entire team that make Dark Winds,
A
Dark
lot of little
Winds. It's a
details
lot
that
of
you don't
work.
even
Yeah, little
know.
details, but
And
people who
without
lived
knowing
in
it,
the
how can you even
70s
respect
know.
that fact? Yeah, or appreciate it.
I'm going to appreciate those when I do the rewatch there of the
Oh,
season
yeah.
four
Yeah.
episodes. Has it been renewed for a fifth season, I hear? Did I
Oh,
hear
yeah.
right?
We're going
We'll
again.
be
We're running
back
it
in New
back.
Mexico,
We're running it
baby.
back.